We're looking for Leviticus chapter 13. Is that okay? Can you hear? Yeah. Is it loud enough? I can yell if you want. Okay. Can you hear me? Better? Good. Okay. I can come and sit next to you too if you want, because I don't have to look at them while I teach, do I? Hey, Leviticus chapter 13, one of your favorite parts of the Bible. We come to the book of Leviticus with many asking this question, and I've said it many times. We're already in chapter 13, and very many times I've mentioned it, we've talked about it. They ask this: what can I learn from this book? Who studies verse by verse through Leviticus? Okay, Matthew, all right, I could get that. Even Judges I could sort of suffer through, but Leviticus, what can I learn from it? What does the book of Leviticus have to do with me and with my walk with the Lord? And that's it's a legitimate question. It's a common question. People just are surprised that we're even studying it. And I do have people asking me, please let me know on Mondays when you're finished with that book so we can come back. And I think, you know, that's all right. I understand how you feel, because in my younger days, and I had just begun to walk with the Lord, I couldn't get through it. I mean, I couldn't even read through it. I'd just have to put it away. But you know what else? I couldn't read through the book of Acts either. Here's something funny. I would read the book of Acts and I'd think, this is such a waste of time. It doesn't mean anything. They're just telling me this happened. How could I have been so stupid? Easy. Born that way. Had a relapse. But there's a lot in there. Just like there's a lot in here. I'm going to drag out this chapter tonight. So we just do one. And talk about leprosy. We're going to deal with leprosy. And this is an extended section, if you will, on leprosy. In other words, chapters 13, 14, and I believe 15 will deal with it. Now we'll only do 13 tonight. It's pretty long, but I'll hurry. Leprosy, ugly, ugly, repulsive disease. Ugly. What it does to people. You come around a leper colony, if you've been around there. It smells. Their hands are gone. Their feet are gone. Many times their nose and their ears and other body parts are gone. And it is just pitiful to look at. It's gross. And leprosy in Scripture is a type of what? Say it out loud. Right. Sin. Sin. The ugliness and the repulsiveness of sin are here represented as we look at leprosy. You think, weird. Yeah, God spends quite a bit, almost in the center of this book, on leprosy. Something He wants us to know. If you are, I hope you're not, but if you are one of the many in this life that thinks they're going to be saved by the good that they do, that their good outweighs their bad, if you think you don't need Jesus as your Savior, what a great chapter you're sitting in on. Excellent choice. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 1, we begin. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, that's a swelling, a scab or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons, the priests. You see, just like you and I, if we're not well or something's going on, would go to a physician of some kind, hopefully a reputable physician, him or her, not a quack or something, but a physician. And they would make Well, what's the word? A diagnosis. Now, this is clearly, these two verses, first two verses right away, clearly show us a diagnosis needs to be made. We need to figure out what this is. Is it leprosy or not? Notice, they don't come for a treatment. They didn't come for a prescribed treatment. Why? Because there is no treatment. As you read through Leviticus, in these days, Moses and Aaron, there is no cure for leprosy. You just have to find out that you've got it or not. And then something will happen. It has to be dealt with. The symptoms that you're coming to the priest with are rising somewhere on your body. A boil. You know, many believe, I don't know if it's true, but many believe that's what Job had. That he was actually struck with leprosy. Now, some people argue that because leprosy, as it progresses, brings less and less and less pain. Interesting, huh? What a disease. A rising or a boil or a scab or a small tumor or a bright spot. Something on your skin that looks different to you. Such a dangerous disease in those days. Well, it still is, but in those days. That they would go quickly to the priest. Let's see if we can get a diagnosis here. Notice, the person is either goes to the priest or is brought to the priest right away. And keep in mind, as we're talking through this chapter, as we go through it, keep in mind that leprosy is a type of represents. No, louder. Can you hear that on tape? She said no. Leprosy is a type of. Well, you have to yell. I did it to you, didn't I? Type of sin. All throughout Scripture, not just in Leviticus, not just in Jeremiah's day, not just throughout Isaiah, not Daniel, not Malachi, but all throughout God's Word, leprosy represents and is a type of sin and evil. Bad. You see, the man or the woman, you're going to notice, would be looked at. Whoever comes to him. But you come right away. Now think about it. It's a type of sin. Symptoms of sin show up in me. Or they show up in you. What should be the first thing that we do? Go to our high priest. Who is our high priest? Jesus. Okay, so we're learning something here. Even though we really believe, well, it's got nothing to do with me. It does. It's got a lot to do with me. It's representative of sin. And what should I do? Take myself. Bring others, if I can, to Jesus, to the high priest, who is also the great physician, just in case you've forgotten. You know? The great physician, Jesus Christ. Well, and the priest, verse 3, shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in this plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him or her that hath the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague is sight to be at a stay, or in other words, seems to be stayed, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up another 7 days, 7 more days. Notice, there's no rush to judgment. There's no rash judgment here. They take some time and make sure that they're sure that this is what it is. And so you come to the priest and you say, something really weird on my arm. Something's really weird on my back. Something on my leg. And the priest would look and say, you know, could be. I don't know. Let's put you in quarantine for 7 days. They look at you again. Not sure still. All right. Put you in quarantine for another 7 days. You got 2 weeks. There. Now, if the boil or the problem began to disappear or dissipate, no problem. You're dismissed. You're clean. If the hair turned white, it was becoming, as they say, dead. And this showed that the disease was there beneath the skin. And the priest, the Bible says, would then at that point pronounce the person unclean. And our inquiring minds say, so what? Well, I'm glad you asked. Leprosy is a type of sin. A type throughout Scripture of sin. Representing sin. Here's how they correspond to one another. I just thought maybe I should break it down just a little before we go on. Leprosy, and as I'm talking about leprosy, you and I think about sin. But it is a disease, and yes, it's dangerous, and yes, it is destructive and will kill. But when you think about leprosy now, as I talk about it, think about sin as well. I'll hold them both together, since leprosy is a type. Okay, leprosy slowly becomes obvious. Do you hear that? Slowly becomes obvious in really gross and loathsome, sickening ways. Got that? One of the things we know about leprosy is it slowly becomes obvious. Well, they're going to watch you for 2 weeks because it looks like it might be, but we better, you know, not rush to judgment. We're going to, you know, keep an eye. Sin starts on the inside and people cannot see it. But slowly, it becomes obvious in gross and loathsome and sickening ways. Number two, leprosy is a horrible disease that destroys absolutely and completely, leaving no part of your body out in the long run. Remember, we're thinking sin, right? Although I'm talking about leprosy, we're thinking sin because we live in the day when we, right? Listen to that. Here's the way Dr. Kellogg, puts it. From among all diseases, leprosy has been selected by the Holy Spirit to stand as the supreme type of sin as God sees it. Loathsome, gross, and number two, the disease is horrible and destroys absolutely and completely. Leprosy. Number three, we've already seen. It begins, ready for this one? In a real small way. Doesn't sin. It begins in a real small way. Arising. A little scab. A bright spot on the skin. And people go, what's up with him? Better check on her. How's she doing? Something seems up, as we say. Right? Do this when you mean yes, and this, yeah. Yeah. What begins so small? Leprosy becomes all-consuming and completely destroys. You know, at first, when we see little Junior, that little cute little guy throwing a tantrum, sometimes we have a tendency to laugh. Look at that's kind of cute. Look at him. He's so uncoordinated, he can't kick his feet right. He'll learn. It'll get really bad. Because once the disease has started, it's going to completely eat this kid alive. It will destroy my life. Leprosy. Leprosy, oh, we've also seen, and we will see, progresses slowly over time. Doesn't sin. Slowly over time. We don't fall into sin. We've learned it through Scripture. I don't fall into sin. I slide into it. I drift into it. I wander off into it. I didn't get there by jumping to it. I got there by wandering off the path and ended up there in that spot. We're always shocked at ourselves. I can't believe I said that. You've been thinking it for weeks. I can't believe I did that. God can. And He's been warning me about it. His Spirit's been speaking to my heart. Is that me or is that you? I'm just moving my hands. My heart. This is my life is hard. You see how hard it is? It progresses slowly over time. Leprosy does. But, underline, it progresses surely. It may seem like you've got it under control. We may think, nah, no problem here. I'm over this. You know what? You're playing with a disease. Incurable. Except through Jesus Christ and His shed blood. Leprosy, from its beginning, progresses surely. It continues on steadily to a sorry and destructive end. You know that, don't you? Because it's a crushing disease. It's gross. Leprosy is called by people, even today, a living death. Lepers were treated as dead men and dead women and dead children. Once you had the disease, you were treated as if you were dead, because all it is a matter of time. How long? Well, we don't know. It progresses slowly, but surely. You are as good as dead. You could say dead people walking. Leprosy. And leprosy easy for me to say. Leprosy destroys the entire person. Are you thinking about sin? Remember? It destroys the entire person, bit by bit. That's what it does to me. That's what it will do to you. That's what it does to us. See, it's really gross when God looks at it. We see it's just it's a little white light. Come on, lighten up. I mean, I did it, but it's no big deal. I mean, it's not like I robbed a bank or something. So I swiped a couple of dollars. You know, so I looked at that girl like I shouldn't. Come on, lighten up. You're so legalistic. It's going to eat you until you are devoured bit by bit. It's leprosy. And number five, I'll speed up in a moment. I promise. Leprosy does not produce, and this is freaky, sharp, unbearable pain. As many diseases will. In other words, if you've got leprosy, and so far you don't see many of the signs, it spreads through your system, and you're not going to feel it. And once it's full blown, you feel less. That's how you lose your hands and your feet and whatever you lose, because there's no pain involved. Think about sin. And how it can literally destroy us. And you'll ask someone, how you doing? Fine, man. Right on. Love the Lord. Love everybody. God is good. Let's eat. And they may not even realize they don't even belong to the Lord. Leprosy. You know what else it does? Interesting. Leprosy doesn't produce sharp, unbearable pain. Some diseases do. But leprosy does keep a person, and this is amazing, depressed Very sad. And at the same time, restless. They don't sleep a lot. They can't eat well. They're emotionally, mentally, spiritually upside down, upshook, we say. The disease causes that. Till finally, under the depressed, sad restlessness, slowly, it takes away all their feeling. They have no feeling at all. No pain. And they die that way. Slowly die, being eaten away by sin. Leprosy. And finally, I know I'm grossing you out. One more, six, and we're done. Leprosy separates a person from God. You'll see that in chapter 13. The leper was not only shut out of society, couldn't be around family or friends or loved ones of any kind, but leprosy also kept you and I away from the sanctuary, away from the worship, away from the Lord God Himself. Sin does that. And so John will write in 1 John, if you're living in sin, you call yourself a Christian, and you say that you're in fellowship and you're walking in the light, he says, you're lying, and the truth isn't in you because you are not. Because sin is so absolutely gross to God. It's like you and I walking to a leper colony and looking and saying, I can't even look at this. I can't deal with this. This is gross. I can't look. And that's what many say as they come around the lepers in the leper colonies where they have them located. You just find them in Africa, in the Middle East, and in the Far East as well. We notice something, though. Before we go on in the chapter, God is slow to anger. In His relationship with us, God is slow to anger. Judgment is coming, but it's on the way. So we have this opportunity to repent and to get the cure for the disease. You know what the cure for sin is, don't you? There's only one cure. And that is to be washed in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the only cure. Now, if you had full-blown AIDS, someone said to you, well, there's no cure, you'd be going, that's a drag. They'll say, you're going to die. And then someone comes along and says, oh, wait, they've just discovered there's this one pill you can take. Would you look at them and say, that is so narrow-minded, one pill, right, I'm going to try it my way, that's just so narrow-minded. No, you wouldn't say that. You know what you'd do? How much? One pill? I'll try it. I'll take it. What is it? How much? You say to people, there's only one way out of this sin, Jesus. They go, that's so bigoted and so narrow-minded. You know, I believe there are many, many ways to God. You know what? People that say that aren't seeing the disease for what it really is. They don't understand that they're being eaten alive. How sad if you and I get caught in sin and there's no pain and there's no feeling. We're in trouble. Well, okay. We're all the way to verse 6, aren't we? Here we go. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, and the priest shall look on him again the seventh day. And behold, if the plague be somewhat dark and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. Cool. But, verse 7, if the scab spread much abroad in the skin after that he hath been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that the scab spreads in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy. If the plague in the skin is not spread in the 14 days, but has even gotten a little bit better, Well, whew, you're all right. It was just some kind of boiler, some kind of scabber, some kind of problem. It's cleared up. All right, you're clean. I remember Jesus healed a leper. He healed many, but I remember the one leper he healed. And the way he healed him was he touched him. Remember that? He touched him. Leprosy is spread by contact. And so a leper had to be away from everyone and had to yell out. You'll see in a moment. Had to yell out if people were coming near. Had to yell out, unclean. And people would scramble and scatter or throw rocks at the leper and drive him away. Get him away because it's spread by contact. Sin is spread by contact. Jesus healed that leper. And Jesus tells the spiritual lepers this: your sins are forgiven. He's showing us that God can forgive sins. Now, how about the third inspection? It looks like this guy's cleared up, he's gone. But what if upon the third inspection, the person's verdict is rendered and he's called unclean? It's definitely leprosy, unclean. With those words, that individual is immediately, meaning right now, instantly, put out. Get away from the priests. Get away from your family. Get away from anyone and everyone. And there's a place outside, far away from town. You can stay there. We might bring you food. We might not bring you food. You know, we'll see if we can find someone brave enough to deliver it out there. Soon you've got a leprosy colony going way outside the camp. They would follow the camp way off at a distance. And they wouldn't deliver them food. They would say, okay, it's time to move. They would leave food in a pile and they would all move away. And then the lepers would come in and after everybody was cleared out and gone. He can no longer be there among his family. Can no longer be there to worship the Lord. He, she, they are unclean. You know that's what the Lord said about every one of us. Isaiah chapter 53. Romans chapter 3. Do you realize that there is none good, no, not one? All have sinned and come short of God's glory. And by all rights, people should be running around the earth yelling unclean. But they don't see it that way. When you tell people, you know, you're headed for judgment, you're headed for suffering, you're headed for darkness, you're headed for eternal suffering separated from God. They go, I don't see it that way. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm whole. We're doing good. I got a job. Matter of fact, I run my own business and it's getting better. No pain. Slowly eating them away. No pain. Verse 9 says, when the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought to the priest. And the priest shall see him, verse 10, and behold, if the rising be white in the skin and it have turned the hair white, and there be quick, raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. You don't even have to go any further. It's an old leprosy. It's been going on for a while, and now it's finally reared its ugly head. It's been there a while, and you can tell the difference. Now you got a problem. This is a case of old leprosy, and meaning it's obvious that this guy is in deep trouble. It is clear. It is obvious. You don't have to put him away for 7 days or for 14 or even the third check. You don't have to do that. This is so clear, a clear-cut case of leprosy that you immediately declare him unclean. We see here a picture of those who are so obviously sinners and overcome by sin, by living a life of sin, that there is no question they've got the disease. Even their best friends tell them so. You hear people say, I've got a friend. Is he a Christian? No. Are you a Christian? No. And I tell him, you're sick, man. You're weird. You're bizarre. There's something wrong with your head. What are they saying? We don't have to wait 7 days. We don't have to check for any more. You got the disease big time. You need some. You need to get away from others. You're going to spread this around. I remember a fellow that went into ministry. He used to tell about his dealings in the war in Vietnam. And he said, I was sick. I was really weird. But I hung out with two guys who were also non-Christians who were so bizarre that his nickname for them to their face was pervert number one and pervert number two. And they were proud of that. They were some sick gentlemen. You don't have to put them away for 7 days. You don't have to say, does this guy got a problem? No, it's clear and you pronounce it unclean right on the spot. And you get them away from those that you love. And you get them away because they're going to infect. Verse 12. If leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath a plague from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looks, in other words, this guy or this girl, they're covered. Then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white, he is clean. But when the raw flesh appears in him, he shall be unclean. So you've got to be able to tell the difference. And see, that's what's good about God. He clearly sees the difference. God looks on the heart. He sees right away. And the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean, for the raw flesh is unclean. It is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed into white, he shall come to the priest, and the priest shall see him. And behold, if the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. That hath the plague, he is clean. The flesh also, in which even the skin thereof was a boil and is healed. And in the place of the boil there be a white rising, or bright spot, white and somewhat reddish. And it be showed to the priest. If the priest, when the priest sees it, behold, it be in his sight lower than the skin and the hair thereof turned white. I hope you're getting all this. The priest shall pronounce him unclean as the plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. With me? No, you're not. Come on. Admit it. Ready? But if the priest look on, and behold, there be no white hairs therein. And if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. Want to make sure, see? And if it spread, much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is just a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Or if there be any flesh in the skin whereof there is a hot burning, and the living flesh, the quick flesh that burneth, have a white bright spot, somewhat reddish or white, then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the hair in the bright spot be turned white, and it be in sight deeper than the skin, it is leprosy broken out of the burning, wherefore the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. Aren't you glad you're not a doctor? You have to memorize all this, you know. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, and be no lower than the other skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And the priest shall look upon him the seventh day, and if it be spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It's the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not in the skin, but it be somewhat dark, it is the rising of the burning. And the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is an inflammation. In the burning. In other words, it's not leprosy, it's an it's a thing. And if a man or a woman have a plague upon the head or the beard, then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It's a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the head or beard. Now, what we've gotten, I read you verses 12 through 30. Here's what we're getting, in case you're wondering. Now you understand what we're dealing with. You understand we're talking about leprosy, but you and I understand spiritually we're referring to sin. We understand that leprosy is a type of sin. We've got that. Now, what he does here is we get some details on the inspection of the boil. The priests need to understand what they're looking at. They need to understand what's going on here. They need to understand how they need to deal with it and what needs to be done and whether the person is clean or whether this is something that they need to put, you know, in quarantine, etc. And so he's given us some details. So obviously, there's always the danger of an old leprosy. Remember he talked about that? Old leprosy. Old leprosy. Old leprosy. Yeah, something's been in your system and it just didn't come out publicly for a while, longer than usual. And so when it does finally come out, boom, it comes out so strong. No question. Whoa, that's an old leprosy. In other words, that's been in your system a while. Okay, what are we talking about? Sin. Get it? Yeah. In my life, in your life. There's always the danger of sin spreading and forming new sins. They become malignant. I've heard people say, I don't have a problem in that area. You know, I don't have a problem there. Matter of fact, the Lord delivered me from that. From this sin or that sin. Only to see them fall back into that sin somewhere down the road. Leprosy needs to be cleared out completely. Sometimes it's in the system long without really coming to the surface. Sometimes people will live in sin and it doesn't really come out. The thing is, the great physician, our high priest, he sees. And if you belong to him, if I belong to him, if we belong to him, haven't you noticed he will mention it to you? Haven't you noticed that the Lord will say, here's an issue. Here's a sin. Deal with this. Yeah, but I want to... Well, deal with this. Confess this. Get this out. This is something that's going to spread and eat you alive. I'm forgiven. Right. Deal with this. Confess this. Get it out. And notice something else as in these verses that we read. Leprosy could break out anywhere on your body. It's not just going to be on your hand. You're working one day, you go, oh my goodness, what is that? Did I cut myself? What is it? Leprosy, notice, can break out anywhere on your body. Not just your arms, not just your legs, your feet, hands, but anywhere. Now, if we're hidden by your hair, for instance, in a woman's case, who might have long hair, might not know it for quite a while, huh? If we're hidden. Or if we're hidden, guy's got a big old thick beard. It doesn't show. It's hidden. Might not be discovered for a long time. So God's making a point here. Care must be taken to notice and to look for these things. Think about that. If it begins on your head and you've got hair, you might miss it if you're not paying attention. There's no pain involved. What's the point? The psalmist will say, Lord, search my heart and try me and see if there be any wicked way in me. Sometimes I can't see. I don't know it's there. Lord, show me. Help me to recognize so that I might deal with it. Yeah. Well, verse 31. Take a deep breath. Ready? Okay. And if the priest look on the plague of the skull, behold, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it. And the priest shall shut him up that hath the plague of the skull 7 days. And the seventh day, the priest shall look on the plague, and behold, if the skull spread not, there be in it no yellow hair, the skull be not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven, but the skull shall not be shaved, and the priest shall shut him up, or up him that hath the scale, 7 days more. Going to check just to be sure. And then the seventh day, the priest shall look on the skull, And behold, if the skull be not spread in the skin, nor be in sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and head on home. Have dinner. I made that part up. But if the skull spread much in the skin after his cleansing, and the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the skull be spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for yellow hair. He is unclean. It's definite. It's obvious. But if the skull be in his sight at a stay or standing still, you know, not spreading, and that there is black hair grown up therein, the skull is healed, he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. If a man also or a woman having the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then the priest shall look, and behold, if the bright spots in the skin of the flesh be darkish white, it is a freckled spot that groweth in the skin, he is clean. And the man whose hair is fallen off his head, he is bald, yet he is clean. And he that hath his hair fallen off from the part of his head toward his face, he is forehead bald. But he's still clean. It's okay. And if there be in the bald head or bald forehead a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in his bald head or his bald forehead. Then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the rising of the sore be white reddish in his bald head or in his bald forehead. I like reading this. In his bald forehead. As the leprosy appeareth in the skin of the flesh, verse 44, he is a leprous man, he is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head. The leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, in other words, across the front of your face, and he shall cry out, unclean, unclean, he or she, whoever has the leprosy. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled, he is unclean. He shall dwell alone, outside the camp shall be his habitation. The garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it be woolen garment or a linen garment, that means whether it's a cheap piece of clothing or really designer stuff, really fancy and expensive, whether it be the wrap or the woof, or of linen or of woolen, whether in a skin or in anything made of skin. And if the plague be greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the wrap or in the woof or in any warp, in the woof or in anything of skin, it is a plague of leprosy and shall be shown unto the priest. And the priest shall look upon the plague and shut it up. It hath the plague 7 days. And he shall look on the plague on the seventh day. If the plague be spread in the garment, either in the warp or the woof or in the skin or in any work that is made of the skin, the plague is fretting leprosy and it is unclean. He shall therefore burn the garment, expensive or not, whether warp or woof, in woolen or in linen or in anything of skin, wherein the plague is in, for it is a fretting leprosy, it shall be burnt in the fire. And if the priest shall look, and behold, the plague be not spread in the garment, either in the warp or the woof or in anything of the skin, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing wherein the plague is, and he shall shut it up 7 more days. This is the close now, notice. And the priest shall look on the plague after it is washed, and behold, if the plague have not changed its color, the plague be not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without. And if the priest look, and behold, the plague be somewhat dark after the washing of it, then he shall tear it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. And it, if it appears still in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is spreading plague. Thou shalt burn that wherein the plague is with fire. And the garment, either warp or woof, or whatsoever thing of skin it be, which thou shalt wash, if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed a second time and shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in a garment of woolen or linen, either in a warp or that or woof, and anything of skins, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. Whew. Think that was easy? What a lesson. Sometimes it does take a little while to read through. I agree. Sometimes you're reading it and the Lord will repeat himself. I think, did he just say that? Yeah, he did. He wants to make sure we get it. He wants to make sure we understand. Because this individual is leprous and unclean. He is to cover his face, separated from everyone. She is to cover her face, to put a cloth or something above their mouth so you can hear as they speak. And they would yell, unclean, unclean. No one could ever touch them again or ever be around them. And because leprosy can be spread by contact, they had to get away from people. You aren't then surprised in the New Testament, although we are saved by grace through faith, we're not under the law. You're not surprised when we're told people that call themselves brothers or sisters who refuse to quit sinning, what should we do? Stay away from them. Is that what we're told? Not because they're worse than me, not because I'm holy and they're not, but because if someone has a disease and spits on you, you get it. If someone's got that disease of sin, that leprosy, and they're all around touching you all over, you're going to get it. We become like who we hang out with. And whoever I choose to hang out with, funny, I never make them better. They always make me more like what they are. So I need to choose people that are better than me. Of course, most of those people don't want me around. But every once in a while, you'll find someone who will. You see, because I'll become like those that I hang around with. The Bible clearly teaches throughout, from Genesis 1:1, Revelation 22:21, it clearly teaches, be careful who you're with. Be careful of the company that you keep. Bad company corrupts good morals. And you know all that. I don't have to preach to you. So because leprosy is spread by contact, the person is to warn others. See, sin is contagious as well. We just don't see it that way. You know, you think about leprosy, you think, whoa, I wouldn't want that. But we don't think that about sin. Yeah, sin, same way. You know what? I don't want that. I don't want it on me. I don't want it around me. Sin is contagious, and we can infect others with it. Are you sure that's scriptural? Are you sure? Paul will write to the Corinthians, don't you know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Don't you know that? Of course you know that. It's dangerous. So the Lord continues to speak to our hearts, those of us that truly belong to Him, and the Spirit of God will continue to work in us, drawing us, saying, leave that, get away from that, come near, repent, come on, come on. You can ignore Him, because many times He's going to say to you, now you know, you shouldn't even be looking in that direction. I know, get off my back, I'm saved by grace, I know. We used to see in the old movies or cartoons, you'd see a good angel sitting on one shoulder and a bad one sitting on the other, and they're talking. You know, the Holy Spirit lives in your heart. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And He loves you. And He's not going to say, let's see if she figures this one out. I'm just going to wait. I don't know if she really likes me or not. Let's just see if she's smart. That's not God. God's going to say to you, no. Come on, little one. You come on. You come with me. And He's going to work in your heart and warn you of these issues. And then you and I can either ignore the warnings or pay close attention to the warnings. Because just as we got saved by grace through faith, by simply saying yes, we have a free will and a choice to make each and every day after that. Don't we? Do this. Yeah. And we don't have to follow Him if we don't want to today. I'm just in a bad mood, and yeah, I'm a Christian, but don't give me that scripture garbage. I just don't want to hear it today. If you catch yourself that way, drop down to your knees and cry out, Lord, slap me. Lord, you know, get my... That shouldn't be even coming out of my heart. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. And notice something else before we close. Notice that care is taken to dispose of the garments that the leprous individual is wearing. Notice that. Because leprosy even gets on your clothes. And then, of course, somebody's going to come along and grab your clothes. Ooh, they might get it. It's passed on by contact, remember? What's the point? No matter how expensive those clothes are. Remember, He said they could be made of linen. They can be made of wool. It could be sheepskin, not soft stuff. It could be, you know, leather, really a nice cowhide leather, you know, a nice long coat, protect you from rain. Really expensive, really nice, well-made stuff. I can't say it enough because I want you to get the idea of really good stuff. So stop for a moment. Everybody think in your own head what you really think is really good clothing. Go. Don't visualize. I mean, just think. Because I want you to get that idea. That's what God wants us to get, the idea. Why? Because the lesson is crystal clear. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags that need to be destroyed. Now, get it? Even the best righteousness that we could put together, even the very best that we've got to offer, is so filthy gross, God has to destroy it. Anything a sinner does or touches is contaminated because they're sinners. That's why the Lord would have in His Word, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Your best day on this planet is no good in the eyes of the Lord. You must be born again. God sent His Son knowing that my best day was going to be absolutely filthy. Why? Because sin contaminates everything. So He said, I love you. I sent my only begotten Son to die, to shed His blood on the cross of Calvary, that you could have life. And it's a free gift. What do you say? And I say, I'm into that. Yes, sir. Please, take my life. Wash me clean. Cleanse me of leprosy. Because there's only one cure. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. We're all unclean. We need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Notice, only the Lord God has the remedy for sin. Only God. What would happen to you otherwise? You'd be sent away, listen, for eternity, yelling unclean, and have to stay away from the Lord and His kingdom and His glory and be separated forever, because you'd have to be outside the camp. Leprosy won't let you back in. You need to be cured. So Jesus will say to Nicodemus, you must be born again, Nick. I love you. And I want you to come with me. And I want you to follow. You've got to be born again. From above. By grace, through faith. So God sent His only begotten Son to die. Jesus Christ, die on the cross at Calvary. Shed His blood. Pay the price. He yelled out to Tetelestai. Translated in King James, it is finished. Literally, it means paid in full. Completely finished. Done. That's why, even though sometimes the Old Testament can be a little slow to get through, that's why I believe you and I need to get through it. We try to make it painless, try to throw in a joke every once in a while, but the truth is, we need to hear these things. We need to understand what God sees, how God views it, what it does to His heart, how it all fits together. And Leviticus helps us to do that. So pray about these issues. Now that I'm truly born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb, here's what I want to do. Now I want to walk by the power of the Holy Spirit in a way that is not a lifestyle of sin, but in a way that brings glory to my Master, to the One who bought me. Isn't that what your heart is all about? It really is. So, Lord, we ask You to help. You have saved us freely, everyone that truly belongs to You, through Your Son, Jesus Christ. We know it's grace. We know we're freely given eternal life. Now, Lord, we just want to walk with You. And so You've given us Your Holy Spirit. So fill us afresh as we go out the doors tonight. Strengthen our hearts. Help us to stay away from the things that will hurt. We know that You're not going to beat us up, slap us around, and take the salvation back away. But our heart's desire is to bless Your heart, to please You. And I pray for every one of these, your people. And, oh Lord, what they want to do is just follow you. And in this difficult, evil, dark world, it's a tough assignment. And you said it would be. And so strengthen each and every one of them. And be glorified by their lives and their hearts. And bless them and heal their bodies, Lord. And heal their hearts and bind them up. And let all of that bring you honor and glory. For we ask you, Lord, and we thank you, and we believe in Jesus' name. Amen.